Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. One of the many shiurim on practical halacha found on OU Torah is Business Halacha Daily from the Beis Avad Halacha Center. In each installment, a relevant issue is discussed in a concise format. This year is Shemitah, the sabbatical year, with its complex agricultural laws. If you live in Israel, you've been dealing with this for months, but what if you're a visitor? In this installment of Business Halacha Daily, Rabbi Eli Steinberg interviews Rav Avram Yeshaya Cohen, a dayan at the Beis Avad Halacha Center, on the subject of what does a visitor to Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah need to know?
I hope, Mitzvah Hashem, this year to go visit Eretz Yisrael, if they let me. But I'm aware of the fact that it's Shemitah, so I'd really like to know, what do I need to be aware of as a visitor in Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz during the year of Shemitah?
Okay, so the very, very short answer to your question is that anytime you want to go buy any produce of the land from Eretz Yisrael, make sure you buy it from a store that has a reliable hashgacha. Now, the truth is that that's always the case in Eretz Yisrael, even though Chutz La'aretz, in general, one can buy produce, assuming there's no issue of tiloyim, or bugs, or worms in that particular item. One can buy produce in a Gaisha store, in a supermarket, without any hechsher. That generally is the case of Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, that is not the case, because there are all kinds of mitzvahs hatluyus ba'aretz. For example, arla, pears can be asur to eat. You have to make sure the trumas and ma'asos were taken off. If they were not, you could do it yourself. You have to know how to do it, etc. But moreover, during Shemitah, there are cases where, even if it's not arla, it is mamish asur, it's absolutely forbidden to eat the pears, to eat the produce. And in other cases, even if it's not forbidden to eat it, but there are halachas and have to be naig with the pears. So let's go through that. So first of all, we know that it's asur during Shemitah to work on the land, on anything that grows. Okay, so you say you're visiting, you're not becoming a farmer, you're just going shopping to buy, you just want to buy some cucumbers, so, or apples. So what does that negate you? So it's negate you because there is an isur to eat anything which was nevad, anything which was worked on during Shemitah. So that's why, again, you don't know what's what. That's why you have to be samech on a hashgacha that what you're buying is not in fact nevad. Along with nevad, there's something called shamur. There's a halacha that one has to treat his karka, his produce, as hefker. And if somebody goes against that and guards his produce and prevents people from coming in at will, so that produce also would be usher to eat. So in short, it's called shamar v'nevad. So you have to make sure what you're eating is not shamar v'nevad. Also, there's an isser d'rabbanan called svichin, because Chacham saw that there were people, avayanim, who would work during Shemitah on their land, and they would come and sell it, and they would say, oh, this is not from Shemitah, I didn't work on this, it just grew by itself. And the truth is, taka, a lot of vegetables and things do grow by themselves in certain situations. So the Chacham said, all svichin, anything which grows by itself, even if it grows by itself, it is also to eat, across the board. Even if it's not Shomer v'Neved, even the biggest tzaddik who spent the whole Shemitah learning in a kailal, anything that grows in his field is also to eat. However, this only applies to certain types of produce. In short, it applies primarily to vegetables, like cucumbers, tomatoes, etc., not to fruits, apples and grapes and things like that. They would not be an issur svichin. So any vegetables which grew in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah are also to eat. Even with the best hashgacha, you can't eat it. So what does it mean if you find vegetables with a hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael? So it means one of two things. Either it means it came from Chutz La'aretz, and it's kedai to mention that the borders of Eretz Yisrael are not identical to the borders of Medinas Yisrael, to the state of Israel. Possible in both ways. There could be areas that are out of Medinas Yisrael which are Eretz Yisrael. There are areas within Medinas Yisrael that are not Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't go by governments, it goes by the Halakha Torah, the borders that it says in Parshas Maaseh. So they certainly, the farmers, the importers, they bring in produce from out of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the first way, I don't think getting around it, but that's the first method of getting vegetables in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. The second method is, and this will depend on a very big machlekes, there was a big machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. What is the status of land in Eretz Yisrael, which is owned? I'm not talking about worked, I'm talking about owned. If the ownership of the land is by an Eini Yehudi, by a Goy, what is the status as far as Kedusha Shviyas and Svichin? So the Shita of the Beis Yosef is that it is Mutter, there are no Isurim on it, and that in fact has been the Minigan Yerushalayim for, I think, centuries. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, that's the Minigan Yerushalayim. The Ma'abit held otherwise. He held that it is Aser. It has Kedusha Shvius. It has Issus Svichin. And the Chazon Ish was a very strong proponent of this Shita. And presumably many people in Bnei Brak and elsewhere are Machmer. That's a very big machlekes that becomes Nagei in many places. But in any case, if you're going with Yerushalayim HaHashkocha, those who go to Bet Yosef, so if they're selling vegetables, it could be that it is from Eretz Yisrael, but it's from Goyish ownership, and that is the hat of that. The final thing I'll mention is that besides things which would be Osir in Shemitah, I mentioned before a term of Kedusha Shvius, there are things which have Kedusha Shvius, which even if there's no Isser to eat it, but there are Isurim of doing certain activities with the produce. It's a separate discussion, but that is something else that is important to know.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.